Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
Hallelujah. Can I get a couple of big guys or determined women to move this? Doesn't matter to me who. A couple of big guys or some determined ladies. Just go ahead and set that off to the side there, and we're going to get in. Are you ready to get into the Word?
Yeah.
I heard a little more response over here. I said, are you ready to get into the Word?
Yeah.
Okay, let me come over here, like a baby dedication. Are you ready to get into the Word?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, stand up, and say, I am
an overcomer.
I am
bought,
paid for.
I
am the Son of the Living God. I am co-heirs with Jesus Christ. You're getting quieter, don't you believe that? I said, repeat after me, I am co-heirs with Jesus Christ. I am bought, purchased in full, paid for by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. And I overcome through the blood and the power of my testimony. Do you know you have a testimony? Do you know that you have a testimony? And it is, but the fact is, you overcome by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that was spilled for you, and the power, the word of my testimony. Give the Lord a huge hand. You are every bit of that. You are every bit of that. You are every bit of that. Say, I am an overcomer. Now, how many of you think you're lying to yourself when you say that? I mean, some of us looking around at each other like, how long is he going to have us say that? Until you believe it. Either I believe it or I stop teaching it. I didn't say we deserved it. There's none of us in this room that deserve, and anyone, you know, I can't tell you how many times through the years I've had individuals stay standing. I didn't say sit down. I can't tell you how many times through the years people have come to me and said, I don't deserve this. I know. I said, exactly. You're right where he wants you, where you finally realized you never could deserve this. He did it because you never could earn it. That whole blood of the Lamb thing, he did because we couldn't ever earn this. This is bought and paid for, fully purchased. When I go to Latin America, stay standing. When I go to Latin America, I'm going to let you sit down in just a second. When I go to Latin America, I have learned something. No matter what, even if I don't understand what the price tag says, I just accept that's the price tag. I don't even understand it. I don't understand why it took the life of my Savior to redeem me. I don't understand that. We all think I'm not that bad a guy or girl, depending on what you are. I'm not all that bad. I don't understand the price. Well, that doesn't matter, because you either pay it or you don't get it. And that's what took place. There was only one who understood the price. And he stood in the garden, just like Pastor Mike said. And he said, Father, if you'll let this cup pass from me. But he knew the price had to be paid. And he bought it. He bought you. He paid the price that day. That's why you are no longer your own. Did you know that? Do we really comprehend that? I don't get that. I don't totally get that. Because at times I act like I am my own and I do my own thing. Do you do that? Don't look at me like you're religious and don't get that. Don't look at me like you don't understand it. We get religious, and the moment we get religious, that's about us. instead of being bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb, and I overcome by the word of my testimony. You go to these guys' groups, I'm telling you, these guys are telling their story, and they are overcoming because they're telling their story. They are over. Well, I don't have to be alone in this. I overcome by the word of my testimony. The enemy can't hold me. Everybody stay standing. I cannot, because I want you to cheer when it's time to cheer. I'm not going to tell you when to cheer anymore. You cheer. You cheer. Don't you? Do we know he's worthy of cheering? Yeah. Then get this. When these men sit and share their story, and we share our story, we're stinking real in these groups, aren't we, Chris?
Yes.
We are stinking real in these stories. And these guys are saying, you mean you went through that too? You felt abandonment too? You mean... really, you deal with that? And then they look, every once in a while, you know, they'll look at me and go, you do too? Yeah. But I overcome because, you know, it's not a secret anymore. You know, when something's not a secret anymore, I overcome by the power of my testimony that I am now an overcomer of the thing that was taking me under. Oh, got three on that one. Okay. I said, when it's no longer secret, it is out of my mouth. I need help. I need friends. I need partnerships. I need hermanos, brothers in Christ, sisters in Christ. That's what happened in these ladies. The ladies get it much more than we do. I overcome by the power of my testimony. By the way, my testimony isn't always pretty. If it's not for Christ, I am this, but I am not that because the blood of the Lamb is covering it and I don't have to be that anymore. Everybody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Barry is letting us sit down. Sit down. Y'all checked out. You thought I was bringing it to me. Don't be hesitant. It's okay. It's safe. Everybody turn. Well, I got a receipt here for $42.52. I don't know. Oh, that is from where? Red Robin. That was a good one. Okay. I don't know who I fed that night, but it was a big one. I just want to tell you I enjoyed being with you that night, whoever it was. I'll give you the date later. Everybody turn in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61. I want to talk about how you're hardwired here in a few minutes, but I want to talk about Isaiah chapter 61. Everybody say, I am an overcomer. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Well, keep saying it until you're convinced of it, because I'm going to keep having you say, I am an overcomer. It is true. You are an overcomer. Do you know that you're an overcomer? Let me move some notes here. This is what the Lord gave me today, and I'm going to share what the Lord gave me today. You're an overcomer. 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 You're an overcomer, Vera. You're an overcomer in the name of Jesus Christ. This week, doctors declared cancer free for Vera. An overcomer. We are overcomers. We are bought and paid for. There's an anointing on you and upon me. Vera, stand up. In the name of Jesus Christ, cancer free. Go ahead. Give him praise. We've asked him for it. We're not going to bypass the moment. We have asked him for it. By the power of Jesus Christ, you are free of cancer. By the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of your testimony. She's not a cancer survivor. She is a cancer overcomer. There's a difference. How much time? Not much. Okay. You're being bought and paid for right now. Did you know that Nate and Melissa, today, we can declare, first of all, this man's going to walk.
Amen.
This man's going to walk. And the power of his testimony is going to bring him to that day. And when he runs, he's going to run across that stage. I believe that. I really do believe that. No pressure. I just believe that. Because you listen, outside of the power of Jesus Christ, that ain't going to happen. But it's going to happen because it's by the same God that healed her is healing you right now as we speak. In the meantime, the Lord has provided to Nate and to Melissa. They have been approved for, get this, Habitat for Humanity, free house. Free house. It's being paid for. Listen, I know that you've been praying for them. And I know, listen, it is not just man's dollar that's paying for this house. This has been bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Did you see the Mid Rivers magazine? How do we overcome? By telling our story. It's a powerful thing to say, I'm an overcomer of cancer. I'm not just a survivor. Survivor is a person hanging on to the life ring, going back under, going back under. There ain't no going back under. We aren't going to be doing that. Nate and Melissa, by the way, want to invite you to be a part of the construction of that house. If you'd like to be a part of that construction, they're going to get some information this week. You're going to be working with Habitat for Humanity. If you'd like to, I think the men in this church and a few of you great ladies would like to swing a hammer for Habitat for Humanity this year. And on the day we dedicate that house to the Lord and to you guys, they're having us all over for dinner. Just so you know. Bring what? Bring a side. Okay, as long as I'm not the main course. There are places pastors go, they're the main course. So. The Spirit of the Lord, the Sovereign Lord, is on me. Say, He's on me. Now, you didn't say that with a whole lot of conviction. I said, say, He's on me.
He's on me.
Boy, that makes the enemy mad. When you declare something like that, it makes him mad when you declare what you just declared. He is on me. He is in me. He is on me. He is all around me. He is speaking through me. He is singing through me. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. I'm going to stop right there. Everybody thinks, oh, well, that's the pastor. No. It's what Mike said. Where'd Mike go? It's what Mike said this morning when he's leading worship. Do you know he's empowered you to reach people, to teach people, to disciple people. If you're a man, he's enabled you to reach men for the cause of Christ. If you're a lady, he's empowered you to reach other people. Do you know the word of your testimony speaking into someone else is how you overcome, Chris? And I were talking about this week, one of the greatest healings that takes place in our lives is the word. When we speak the word of our testimony, how we have overcome, man, it empowers us because I'm speaking overcoming. And I'm realizing that He is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Listen, I get the privilege of sitting all the time with individuals and talking to them about how I've actually overcome some of the stuff they've gone through. You? I love that. You? Yeah. 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 It's true. Yeah. Isn't that great? You may be pastoring someday. You just may be. I don't know. I don't know what your future is, but I know this. It's anointed. It's an anointed future. He is, listen to this, to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to captives, and to release from darkness the prisoners. That hidden stuff that was in all those guys' lives, and they're just starting to trust other men to actually release some of that stuff out of darkness, is a very freeing moment. To a lot of men, that's threatening. I don't want anybody to know where I'm at. Well, listen, I got news. Imagine about 10 times worse that, and that's what most of us have ever gone through. Oh, I'm not supposed to be that stinking real? Yeah, let me tell you something. Listen, God has given us the privilege of speaking light into darkness. When there's darkness in the room and light comes in, what happens? Darkness scatters. That's what the word says. Darkness scatters. Darkness can't stand light. And darkness scatters. The enemy scatters when we start speaking the truth over you guys. Darkness scatters when we start speaking healing over people with cancer or an illness. He goes on to say, listen to this. I've got a lot of information to give you here quick. to proclaim the year, or to proclaim freedom for captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Everyone says, I am. In his favor. I am. In his favor. When I go to a shopping center, what'd you take a gasp for? When I go to a shopping center and I start, Lord, give me a great parking place. I do. I've told you that in the past. I've admitted that. Lord, I want a great parking place. Rex can't stand it when I pull up and there's the first parking space in the first row. Well, Barry, he says, I'll say this. You do get what you ask for. Though I think that's kind of a waste of whatever to ask for that. I mean, I'd ask for a whole lot more than that. I said, I'm simple, man. I'm just simple. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all who mourn. To provide for those who grieve in Zion. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of gladness instead of mourning. And a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. We are here for each other. Only got a few. Okay. I said, we are here for each other. And when men or when ladies are in despair and we come alongside them and we refuse to let them fall, this is something that we talked about in our men's meeting this last Tuesday. No man left behind. No man left behind. Can I tell you what? There's a whole world of men being left behind out there. And I just have to say this. I just have to bring this to you and simply say, and we're not doing anything yet about that. Oh, we're impacting. There are some that are impacting other men. Some ladies are impacting other ladies. But we're not acting like a unified family, an army of believers going out and reaching and teaching and bringing and gathering. Summer's coming. We don't have to succumb to summer. Got one. Everybody stand up. Come on, stand up. Everybody stand up. Say, I am an overcomer. I am bought, paid for, fully purchased by the blood of the Lamb. And I overcome by the word of my testimony. Have a seat. We don't have to succumb. Did you just hear what you just said? We don't have to succumb to summer. Churches all the time brace for those months, those bad months called summer. You know, that's when we men and ladies need to be getting together and saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? It's the challenge that Mike gave early. We have a challenge before us. He threw this out there, and I'm going to tell you why he's given this to you. The month of May. The month of May to go and to grow. To go and to grow. Everybody say to go and to grow. This is not about us. This is about, there's a world that is dying without Christ today outside these walls. And you know, do you remember the day I said to you, get ready to write? Remember the day I said to you, get ready to write down a name. And I said to you, get ready, write the name of the person you're most willing to leave behind. You remember that day? Because we're going to have to leave them. And I'll never forget Bill Hybels when he looked at his close friend at that Christmas party. And he looked at him and he said, I refuse to go to heaven without you. I refuse to go to heaven without you. That's a powerful statement. That is a life-changing, eternally powerful statement. I refuse to go to heaven without you. Who in your life do you refuse to go to heaven without? Because we need to be on them, talking about what God is doing through Nate and Melissa, talking about what God has done also through Dave and Vera, talking about the power of God unto salvation, how I changed. I was this, and then Jesus came into my life. And now he's making me this. Oh, I'm still struggling with this and this. And that's the truth. But the key is I'm overcoming because I'm telling you about it. I'm not covering it. I'm telling you about it. Therapists in this room, how many will tell people the power of talking about your issues is amazing. It's amazingly free to talk about your issues. Every man in this room has issues. And your wife will tell us that. The reason Mike mentioned the month of May, About 3 years ago, I had scheduled a one-month sabbatical. I had been at the other church for years on staff as the senior associate pastor. And by the way, God bless Mike and Carmen. Yes. God bless Mike and Carmen. Because what that meant is... Their portfolio, the senior associate's pastor is everything that the senior pastor dumps on him and her. I learned that. I actually learned that. That's why the portfolio wasn't spelled out before I asked Mike to join the pastoral staff, because it's everything that gets dumped his way. You know, we got a great staff here. Pastor Bill and Lauren, God bless them. Pastor Eli and Anna Cerro, oh my goodness. We got a great team here. It's just an amazing thing. Mike leading worship, dude. I've never, 3 years ago, I didn't have a team that I could take time away. There was something that Mike and I were talking about this morning. Knowing that even Jesus built seasons for himself of getaway. Remember the story when they had just fed the 15,000 plus, you know, approximately 5 to 15,000. And he gathered the disciples and he says, now let's go find a place of rest. You remember that? So they got in the boat. Go to the other side of the boat. Those people had walked all the way around the lake. Didn't get a whole lot of rest, but he spoke to the value of rest. In the book of Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, this is before the fall of man. This is before the fall. God built in a day of rest. He structured this time of hard work, of work, and then he said, it's good, at the end of every day, except when he created a male. And it's the only thing he created that he said, oh, that's not good. So I will create Gina. I will give him a Gina, and she will make him... Oh, that's... What did he say after he created Eve? That's good. And so he gave Barry a Gina. And so Gina is Barry's that precious partner, that equal partner to me in my faith walk. She's an amazing partner in my faith walk. Well, 3 years ago, getting back to my sad told story, I didn't have a staff like I have today. And today, I can say, when the elders came to me, and we had a really great meeting several weeks ago, and we started talking about the fall, the ministries that are being launched in the fall, the pastoral staff that's going to grow around September 1, things that are happening behind the scenes. Can I tell you, things are happening behind the scenes. You're seeing the tip of the iceberg, but there's 90% that's below the scene, below the water that you don't know about, but it's coming, and it's powerful, and it's good, and it's being verified by the work of the anointing of the Holy Spirit through the men in this church and through the ladies in this church. It's being verified. And they offered to me an opportunity to take May, the entire month of May, for sabbatical. I'm going to go, and I'm going to grow. I'm going to go, and when I come back, June 5th will be my first Sunday back in the pulpit. That first Sunday, God is going to absolutely have refreshed. This is what I'm asking God for, refreshing for Gina and I. Oh, let me tell you something. I'm already having withdrawal. I'm just being real with you, I'm already having withdrawal. Gina and I, when we go away on vacation, I never have, in a healthy way, learned to disconnect. Let me just confess that to you. That is my weakness. That is one of, you got time for my weaknesses? Get your alphabetical order stuff out here. That's one of my weaknesses. I don't disconnect well. And so what I'm going to do is disconnect. I've got a great eldership, Carrie and Mike, and we're going to meet with them throughout the month of May. We've got a great pastoral staff here. We've got great elders. We've got great leaders. We've got great men's leaders, great ladies' leaders. Pam is in the office. Let me tell you, if you have a problem, just call Pam. She takes care of all my problems anyway in the church. Pam, that's why she's called assistant to the pastor. And Rick said, I'm going with them wherever they go in May. I have Cindy in the office. Let me tell you. You can call Pastor Mike, you can call Pastor Bill, you can call Carrie, you can call Pam, you can call Cindy, but let me just encourage you, you can call also those brothers in Christ, those brothers that are meeting back there, call them, Carl, oh my goodness, what God is doing with Carl and Kelly in this church, raising them up, God is doing amazing things. And what we've determined is in our spirit, we've just kind of realized if there's ever going to be a month that this works well, it's going to be May. Because when I land back in June, July, and August, we're going to be working diligently to prepare to launch these new ministries and this additional pastoral staff, because God is about to change and do something huge at SCRC. Are you in on the journey? The month of May, Mike issued the challenge this morning. The month of May is going to be a go and grow month. Please listen. Hear my heart. If this is a hunker down and wait till Pastor Barry and Gina get back month, we have so missed an opportunity. What the enemy wants us to believe is that we can't grow when the senior pastor's not here to lead us. That is a lie from the pit of hell. That is an excuse for failure. We don't have to succumb. We don't have to succumb to the traditions of the churches. We can grow. We must grow. We must grow within ourselves. We must grow, which is a real determination for me during the month of May. I've got some conferences I want to get into. I've got some books that I want to read. I've got some videos that Gene and I are going to do together. Very, very excited about the month of May. Can I issue you the challenge? Go and grow. Gather in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only is it possible, I believe there's something called the Great Commission. And it doesn't say when pastor is there. Mike is going to be in charge of the services in my absence in the month of May. You're in great hands with Mike. This Mike is going to be in charge just like he normally would. He's going to be leading you into a time of worship and praise. Pastor Bill is going to be overseeing our Wednesday during the day, our traditional services, the next two, because that includes two. Mike is going to be overseeing our Wednesday night hour of worship and prayer. He's going to be speaking God's word on those particular evenings, leading that. Everything's in place for us to succeed. Because the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us. Because He has anointed us to preach good news to the poor. And He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the year for the captives, the release from the darkness of the for prisoners, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. God, His Spirit, His anointing is upon us as a church. I'm gonna, in the services, you will see a greeting from me like you would normally see when I'm on a missions trip. You will see that greeting from me for that particular week. I will say something like, Gina and I are in the first week or the second week or the third week. We cannot wait to get back because we know that first time attenders come in and they do want to see who the senior pastor is. They want to get a feel for what that dude looks like or what she looks like. So we're definitely going to send the greeting. Every week we'll be here by video. We're going to greet you in the Lord. And there'll be a countdown until June 5th. The greatest gift you could give us is to fill this place. That's the greatest gift that you could give us. Because when we come back, there's work to do. And some of us in leadership are going to be coming to you. Listen, we don't have time to mess around. Christ is about to return. I don't know. I seriously don't know that we will make it till fall. If you're not watching end times, if you're not watching what's going on in this world, I don't know how much longer He will wait until He steps back and calls the church out of here. And I don't want to pastor. I don't want to be the pastor that leads a church into complacency. We must rise like we've never risen before. We are bought and paid for. We are commissioned by our leader, our master, our savior. His name is Jesus. Are you ready for a great ride? Amen.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharles.com. riverchurch.org.